I am so encouraged about trusting God. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all of my fears. Oh, glory to God. You know, there are so many reasons in the Word of God not to fear. I can think of a few as you're seated, if you will. One reason why is Psalm 118, verse 6 says this, because the Lord is on my side. That's what the psalmist said. Because the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. He made a conscientious decision that no matter what came his way, he was not going to yield to fear. That's a powerful truth. He is the one who penned Psalm 23. He said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now that's the same as I will not fear. I will fear no evil. Hallelujah. That's a good reason for us not to fear. Because the Lord is on our side. He's not only on our side, He's also for us. But He's not only on our side and for us, He's on the inside of us. An ever-present help in a time of trouble. He's ever-present in your life through the difficult times, through the challenges of life. He's an ever-present help in your time of difficulty. And the help which He brings is His Word. The help which He brings is His presence. The help which He has provided for is the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Say this with me, because the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. Amen. Now here's another Bible reason not to fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 says this, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. Well, since He's not given us the spirit of fear, we have no reason to fear. He's equipped us with something greater than fear. We don't have the spirit of fear, but we do have the spirit of faith. And the spirit of faith overcomes every fear that may come our way. So He said, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but what has He given us? He's given us the spirit of power and of love and what else? And of a sound mind. Fear is foreign to your recreated human spirit. Another way we could say it is this. Fear is foreign to who you are in Christ. You are a new creation in Him. Your spirit hasn't been healed. Your spirit has been recreated. You are not someone that has been refurbished. You are someone that has been born anew. Born anew from on high. You are a new creation. And fear is foreign to your inner man. Amen. Notice with me, He's not given you a spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit. One man of God said many years ago that fear that is tolerated is faith contaminated. So we need to, in our lives, recognize fear. We need to recognize it. recognize it. Negative thinking. Negative talking. The fear of man. Insecurities in our lives. All of those things come from the spirit of fear. You get a bad report, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? The first thing that comes to your mind is the worst case scenario. Now, don't be bothered about what comes to your mind. Just don't let it stay there. In other words, don't tolerate it. Deal with it. Amen. And so, the first thing that comes to people's souls and their mind is the worst case scenario. But that is why we encourage you to renew your mind. Amen. Renew your mind with the Word of God. Amen. And as you renew your mind with the Word of God, you will begin to think like God thinks. Amen. And talk like God talks. Amen. And you will have been given, if you will, the arsenal whereby you can cast down those images. Cast down those images of defeat. Cast down those images of premature death. Cast down those images of being homeless. Cast down those images of, well, people just don't like me. People just don't care about me. Friends, those are thoughts of fear, and they are not supposed to be tolerated in our minds. So as we renew our minds, we start seeing what God's Word says about these hypothetical imaginations. We start seeing that by His stripes we're healed. We start seeing we're not rejected, we're accepted in the Beloved. We start seeing that we have great value in the eyes of the Lord. For we have been fearfully and wonderfully made. And so our value is not dependent on the opinion of others. Our value is dependent on God's thoughts concerning our lives. Hallelujah. I encourage you to fill up your life with the thoughts of God. Fill up your inner man with the thoughts of God. And out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. And as you speak to your soul, the imaginations of the enemy must come down. Amen. Amen. For God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power. Hallelujah. Let's raise our hands and thank Him for it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You are not a failure. You may have failed, but you are not a failure. Stop listening to the lies of the enemy concerning your past. Your past is history, and it must be forgotten. Today is a new day. Today is a day of opportunity. For He who has begun a good work in you, He is performing it, He is completing it until He returns. So we must not be failure-minded. Even though you may have failed, you are not a failure. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God values each and every one of us. Glory to God. And so don't you dare quit. Don't stop now. The finish line is just right out ahead of us. Don't stop now. And keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes unto Jesus. Looking unto Him who is the author, who is the developer, who is the in-betweener, who is the finisher of your faith.
Yes, He is. Thank you, Lord.
If you've ever watched the Olympics before, and they're running, they are trained to keep their eyes away from what's on the side of them. It's very difficult to win an Olympic race looking like this. This is how we stumble. This is how we fail. This is how we fall. But looking backwards instead of looking forward. We must be forward thinking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just because you stubbed your toe, don't quit. Don't cast away your fearless confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now pray this with me. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to show me, help me to recognize those fears when they come to me. I pray that the eyes of my heart would be flooded with light. Reveal to me by your Holy Spirit. Help me to recognize fears when they come around the corner. And I ask this in the name of Jesus. And I believe that I receive. Amen. So now, when the Holy Spirit shows you that, don't feel condemned, feel grateful. Thank you, Lord, for showing me that. Now, I didn't see that before, but now I see it now. I see now that it has not been contributing to my spiritual welfare. I see it. I recognize it. Now, I can do something about it. So the first R is recognize it. The second R is resist it. Resist it. And of course, you know what the Bible says about resisting the devil, don't you? James 4:7. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Now, when the scripture says, submit yourself, therefore, to God, it's submitting yourself to His word. Amen. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. And what does the rest of the Bible say? Resist the what? In our context of this message is resist the spirit of fear. For it is not of God, it is of the devil. So resist the devil. And he's just going to hang around and torment you all day long. No, that's not what the Bible says. You're in alignment with His will. You're recognizing those things, and now you go into RM. I call it resistance mode. And even though you may feel it, and even though your hands may be sweating, and even though your knees may be knocking, I would remind you, that's on the outside, and greater is He that is in you that's on the inside. Your feelings will come, and your feelings will go. Feelings are fickle. It's one thing to feel fear, it's another thing to yield to fear. Amen. So don't get under condemnation because you've had some feelings. Because there's not one person in this auditorium or that is watching online that hasn't had some. As you grow, as you mature, as you renew your mind, you'll recognize it and you'll go into this resisting mode. Amen. And now notice, and He will, if you will not fear, He will run from you as in terror. Raise a right hand toward heaven and say, in the name of Jesus, I submit myself to God, to His Word, and I will, and I do, resist the devil, and he flees from me. Now, no more talking about fear. No more rehearsing the worst case scenarios. Stop all fear talk and get into faith talk. Fear talk is toxic. Faith talk, woo, glory to God, it's aromatic. It's a sweet aroma. Train yourself then to say only what God says. Amen. Wednesday night, I did a message called Kingdom Talk. There is a language in the kingdom of God. It is the language of strength. It is the language of health. Amen? So we recognize, we resist, and then the last R is we need to replace it. Replace it. For every terror-filled thought, there is a faith-filled promise. I'm going to say that again. For every terror-filled thought that comes from the enemy, there is a faith-filled promise. And I love what Pastor Tom preached a couple weeks ago. We are standing on the promises of God. We are standing in our blood covenant. We are standing on the life-changing, eternal, forever settled in heaven, Word of God. Woo, glory to God. So then, we replace it. Find out what the Word says. For every negative thought, there is a faith-filled promise. Amen. Now, in Psalms 112, in verse 6 and verse 7, Psalms 112, verse 6 and verse 7. It says, surely, now this is talking about you and talking about me. This is talking about the righteous man. Those in right standing with God. Surely he shall not be, what? He shall not be moved forever. The same one that said, I will not fear, said, the righteous man shall not be moved. Amen. And the reason why he shall not be moved, because he will not fear. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Look at the next verse, verse 7. Read it with me if you would, please. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Let's stop right there. Evil tidings. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Another way we could say it, he shall not be afraid of bad news. Amen. You can be so full of the good news that the good news always overcomes bad news.
Amen. Praise God.
He shall not be afraid. Place your hand over your heart and say it with me. I shall not be.
I shall not be afraid
of bad news. Now, why is that? Read the rest with me. Because my heart is fixed. What was the theme of the the offering and Brenda's exhortation? Trusting in the Lord enables you and I to be fixed, to be strong, to be unmovable, and to be lifting our voice in praise and adoration all the day long. Hallelujah. Let's take a praise break. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You're so good to me. Thank you, Jesus. You're so good to me. Glory to God. Healed my broken body. Restored my broken soul. Took me out of bondage. Set me on a rock and made me whole. Thank you, Jesus. You're so good to me. I declare your goodness. I live in your goodness. I shout in your goodness. I speak your goodness. I dance in your goodness. I run in the goodness of God. Woo! And surely goodness and mercy is going to follow me all the days of my life. For I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely he shall not be moved. Because his heart is fixed. Another way we could say it, his heart is established. His heart is solidly sound on his covenant that he or she has with God. So recognize these fears. We prayed about that. And then go into resistance mode. And then replace the lies with the truth. There's a lot of common lies. Lies like, you're not enough. Replace it with, well, in the natural I'm not, but I know El Shaddai, and he's more than enough. And the more than enough one lives on the inside of me. So what you talking about, devil? Huh? Woo, glory to God. Oh, you're never going to make it. You're never going to make it. Replace it with this. Yeah, but I know the way maker. And I can even sing the song. And I know that Jesus has already made a way for me over 2,000 years ago when he hit that grave, went into the pit, but rose from the dead. He is my way maker. And he always provides a way of escape for me. It may seem a little rocky. There may be a little turbulence going on in my life. But oh, glory to God, I'm coming to a safe landing place in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah. Yeah. Well, this person is so valuable. This person is so valuable. But you're not valuable. Replace it with this. I am his workmanship. Oh, yeah, devil. You asked for this fight. Now I'm taking my sword out and I'm fighting the good fight of faith. And I say what God say. God say I'm his workmanship. God say I'm his handiwork. God say, woo, glory to God, I'm precious in his sight because the precious blood of Jesus has been shed for me.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And God don't make junk. I said, God don't make junk. Now, he's taken a lot of us out of the junk heap. But that's the thing. He took us out. And he didn't take us out and just leave us out. He brought us in. He brought us in. I said he brought us in. He brought us into the kingdom. He brought us into purpose. He brought us into meaning in life. You go to some art museums, and on the picture sometimes that's been painted, it's a beautiful piece of art, maybe a Picasso or something along those lines, and it says, one of one. And that's how God looks at you. You are one of one. You are a unique part of the plan of God. You are a neat, unique part of the family of God. Common lies. For every common lie, there is a supernatural truth. Oh, you'll never be able to finish your course. You'll never be able to. No, your race is just about over with. You're done. You're a has-been. It's over. Here's the truth. I've been planted in the house of the Lord. And every season of my life, I'm going to be fat. And I'm going to be flourishing in the courts of my God. And I'm going to bring forth fruit even in older age. And God shall be glorified through my... What you talking about, devil, I'm done? No, Jesus says... I am the way, the truth, and the life. And you are not finished yet. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Now, none of this is in my notes. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Hallelujah. Reasons not to be afraid. Reasons not to be afraid. Amen. Look at verse 15 of Romans 8. Read it with me. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. Notice here with me the spirit of bondage. Fear does not bring liberty. Fear brings bondage. And it says, you've not received the spirit of bondage. Amen? Amen. Remember that. You are no longer in bondage. You are in Christ. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But here's what you've received. You've received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Daddy, Daddy. Woo, he's your heavenly Father. He's your heavenly Father. I said, he's your heavenly Father. And he, like the song says, he's a good, good Father. Jesus spoke about the Father. Jesus said in John, the Father himself loves you. In John 17:23, look with me over there. John, the 17th chapter, the 23rd verse says, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me. Now notice this last phrase. And has loved them as thou hast loved me. What does that say? That says, God loves you as much as he loves Jesus. Say this to me. Love loves me. The Father himself loves me. He's not just enduring you. He doesn't look at you and say, oh man, I'm so sorry that I made them. Aren't you glad he's patient? Aren't you glad that he endureth long? Amen? Because he's a God who declares the end from the beginning. He's a God who sees your end result. Amen? And you know what? Since he's impatient and kind and endures long with us, shouldn't we be that way with others? Well, I tell you what, they did this and they did that, but what about what you did? Say it with me, the Father himself, he loves me. Now go over to 1 John chapter 4, if you would, and let's begin in verse 15. 1 John chapter 4. Y'all still good?
Yeah.
Amen. If you had enough, you can go. First John 4:15 says, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Now let's replace the word God there with love, because God is love. Did you get that? So when you read God, like for example, in Mark 11:22, where he says, have faith in God, we could just as easily say, have faith in love. So I'm going to read it like that, if that's okay with you. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of love, love dwelleth in him, and he in love.
Amen.
That's
good, Pastor.
Next verse, verse 16. And we have known. And we have known. How many of you have known and experienced the love of the Father? Glory to God. And we have known, and I like this, and believed. See, it's one thing to know about it, but it's another thing to have faith in it. And we have known and believed the love that love has to us. Whew, man, that'll make a difference in your life. Love is love. And he that dwelleth in love, dwelleth in love, and love in him. Say with me, the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Just because you have been in a relationship or relationships that have been broken is no reason for you to sit back in fear and build a wall around you concerning other people. For there are people that I have set up and predetermined for you to be in relationship with, in fellowship with. Don't allow your fear of a broken relationship to hinder you. But open up your heart wide. For I have supernatural relationships awaiting you. Man, you could go a lot of places with that. Recognize that fear. Resist that fear. For there are some divine connections and divine appointments that I have provided for you. I see you and I see ahead and I have a vision for you. Man. No more walls. He has broken down the middle wall, a partition between us. Yeah, but I've been hurt. I'm hurting. Replace it with this. He's my healer. And He is pouring in the oil and the wine. And the balm of Gilead is saturating my soul. Whew. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Lord, there's a healer in the house today. There's a restorer in the house today. There's a mender of broken hearts in the house today. There's a restorer of streets to dwell in. There's a restorer and a renewal of paths that I have provided for you. Don't allow your fear to stop it. Resist it and open wide your heart. For it is a new day.
Amen.
And it is a new season.
Amen.
And I desire for my people, all of my people, to experience days of heaven here on earth.
Hallelujah.
You've had enough down days. Now it's time. It's time. It's time. And that's what the Holy Ghost is saying. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah? I've been hurt by pastors. I've been hurt by church leaders. I've been hurt in other fellowships. Don't allow that to become a wall for a new season. Don't stay on the sidelines just because you have been injured. For the Lord is our shepherd. And He is the bishop of our souls. And He has several places, even in the Bay Area, where you can be nurtured and loved and healed and restored. And the years that the enemy has stolen from you, I will turn around for my glory and I will restore it. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now I realize this is a little different, but I believe the Holy Ghost is in this place today. I believe that He's encouraging our hearts today. So let's just finish up these few thoughts. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And we have known and believed that love has to us. Love is love, and he that dwelleth in love, and love in him. Now notice, reasons not to fear. Here it is in verse 17. Did you wear your shouting clothes today?
Yeah.
Herein, because of what was just said, because the Father Himself loves you. Herein is our love made perfect. It's growing. It's developing. That we may have what?
Boldness.
That we may have boldness. Not just down here, but when we get there. In the day of judgment. We're going to be bold because we drew upon his love and we let his love flow through us. And love never, ever fails. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, can you believe that? As he is? How is he? He's healed. He's strong. He's blessed. As he is, so are we. When we all get to heaven? No. So are we. Where? Now in this world. In the nasty now and now, we are victorious. Hallelujah. Last verse, verse 18. And we're going to receive communion today. And Brenda, if you have anything stirring in your heart, I heard you praying in tongues, you must have something. Notice with me, why don't we fear? Here's a big, big reason why we don't. Because there is no fear in God. There's no fear in God. And there is no fear in love. And love lives in you and love loves you. There is no fear. The psalmist said, I will not fear. There is no fear in love. Why don't we fear? Because we know this, that perfect love, it casts out fear. How many of you know there are just things in life that need to be cast out? In other words, we just don't put up with it. We kick him out of our house. We kick him out of our family. We kick him out of our mind. There's no fear in love. We're fearless because of the love of God. And this perfect love, it's casting out fear.
Amen. That's right. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because fear has torment. And he that feareth is not made perfect in God or in love. Now, what am I saying? What is the Holy Ghost saying? A revelation of how much your Father loves you will displace every fear.
Amen. That's right.
It will cast it out.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Your faith that is not to be contaminated by fear.
Amen.
Your faith, it works by love. The Lord showed me the other day that that's twofold. That's Galatians 5:6, I believe. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by what? Your faith is working by love. That's twofold.
Amen.
My faith will not work if I have resentment toward you. My faith just not going to work in an unforgiving heart.
That's right. That's right.
If I have aught against anyone, I better get rid of that aught.
Right. Amen.
I ought not have aught.
Amen.
If I want my faith to work.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
That's
one side of the coin.
Amen.
The other side of the coin is this. Your faith that has been given to you in the new birth will work in a greater degree and at a higher level when you have the revelation of the love of God inside of you. Whew, glory to God. Glory to God. I can remember the early days when we didn't have two nickels to rub together. I mean, we didn't have anything. But by the grace of God, we were faithful, Pastor Tom, just like you have been for decades. Decades and decades. We were early. We were young. We were stepping out. And you don't step out unless God tells you to step out.
Amen. That's right, Pastor.
And you don't step out without a revelation of God's care for you.
Yes.
And how much He loves you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We didn't have two nickels to rub together. But I tell you what we did have. We had a revelation of how much He loves us. And we've looked back and we said, you know what? He met us here. He met us there. Why wouldn't He do it now?
Amen.
Friends, as He's done it for you before, He will do it again. Amen. Glory to God. Stand up and let's shout. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Woo! Glory. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We could go on and on. We may just go on next week a little bit, too. Woo! Glory to God. Raise your hand toward heaven. Now let's just give Him praise. Lord, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. I sought the Lord and He heard me. And He delivered from me from all my fears.